You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Before we go, we do have time for our international segment. Lisa, what's happening this week?
Well, we're talking about the relationship very briefly, obviously, because it's the end, between China and New Zealand. And there's been a lot of wondering whether or not the relationship is getting sour. And if you've scrolled through the international section of New Zealand media outlets in recent weeks, you could think so. Experts have been called to share, quote, their growing concerns over the worsening diplomatic situation. And one of those experts even warned of a new Cold War. So what is everyone panicking about? Well, one of the major factor of tension that emerged at the end of last year, the Government Communications and Security Bureau expressed concern regarding Spark's proposal to use Chinese telecommunication company Huawei for its 5G rollout. And so the GCSB said that there was a significant network security risk, and so they rejected the deal. Basically, there was like some sort of national security risk. And this decision is actually aligning with that of the United States, the UK, Australia, and kind of Canada as well. And they're all members of the so-called Five Eyes. It's this Western Cyber Surveillance Alliance. And so Andrew Little tried to do some damage control. He said that it wasn't a ban per se, and that the concerns were not about it being Chinese, the brand Huawei, the company, but about the technology that was being used. And then Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern also defended the intelligence agency concerns while downplaying both her involvement and the impact of the ban on the China-New Zealand relations. But this could actually be seen by China as yet another move from New Zealand towards the United States, more so, hence the reference to the new Cold War. Because since the Labour-led government came into power, it has tried to adopt a sort of more balanced attitude towards both China and the United States, and maybe a bit of a more straightforward way than the previous national government had. But twice the government has leaned towards supporting the US more so on key issues regarding power and influence. First, there was with the Pacific Reset Policy that was announced by Foreign Minister Winston Peters in October last year, which was seen by many as a way to counter China's growing influence in the region, in the Pacific area. And then before that, in July 2018, the government's strategic defense policy statement was actually quite critical of China's military buildup in the South China Sea. And so New Zealand seems kind of caught between two major players in the world's economy and trying to please both while offending none. So despite Jacinda Ardern's attempts at damage control, some isolated events over the past few months seem to indicate that China's not really happy about New Zealand's current stance. The Prime Minister still hasn't secured a date to visit China, which is quite unprecedented. The launch of the China-New Zealand Year of Tourism has been postponed. There have been multiple travel warning issues, apparently, from the Consulate General of the People's Republic of China in New Zealand. And the National Party has sort of reported a couple of things about claims of delays at Chinese ports of New Zealand exporters and ministers not being allowed to get visas to get into China, which has those claims have been negated by Winston Peters recently. But all of these little incidents taken separately could all be just coincidence or just bad timing or just random stuff that happens all the time. Or it could be more. And actually, it's hard to tell because China is not really known to be extremely transparent with its intentions. And so there's actually little hope that we might get to the bottom of whether or not this is like a whole package of warning signs or if it is just random stuff. But I'm not done, Stuart. Don't touch your button. Actually, a solid relationship between China and New Zealand is very, very important from an economic point of view. When the countries signed that free trade agreement, I think it was in 2008, it represented a value of roughly about 8 billion New Zealand dollar. And for the year, so last year, the year 2017 to 2018, it was valued at 28 billion New Zealand dollars. So it's grown rapidly. China has now become New Zealand's biggest trading partner in the past 10 years. And China represents 20% of all of the country, so all of New Zealand's exports. And, you know, New Zealand really relies on China for tourism, obviously, but also for export a lot of our meat, dairy product, wood and wood-related products. But we also import a lot of like textiles and plastics and furniture and obviously electronic goods as well. So that's definitely a mutual relationship there. And also New Zealand needs all of tens of thousands of Chinese international students to that enroll in higher education that represent quite a lot of money coming in. So yeah, it seems pretty mutually beneficial. Don't really want to jeopardize that. It seems the Chinese government is not really ready to jeopardize this. Chinese officials, well, two of them, have made comments very recently where they do not, while not dismissing hardships altogether, kind of insisting on cooperation. There was first China's ambassador to New Zealand, Madame Wu Xi, who acknowledged differences between the two countries, but she really emphasised on the need to build a more resilient bilateral relationship. And then a foreign ministry spokesperson, Geng Shuang, who dismissed claims of warnings from the government over Chinese travelling to New Zealand. And he just says it's just another case of, it's either a case of people making a big fuss over it or it's harbouring ulterior motives. So we don't really know exactly what's going on. Maybe this is nothing. Maybe this is quite important. I guess we'll see how it sort of evolves in the coming weeks or month.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.